love the Lord. Say amen. Amen. It's good to be here tonight. Good to see everybody that's come out of the house of the Lord. We thank you for coming back tonight. Amen. What a great time we had this morning. Amen. Let's be much in prayer for Dolly's mothers. They called this afternoon. Miss Dolly's mother fell and broke her hip, and they was at the hospital with her. So remember them, and then Brother Jim had got sick too. So remember Dolly and Jim tonight and her mother. Still remember Brother Don that went home sick today. Let's be much in prayer for him. Remember Brother Johnny, he's got an MRI tomorrow. Brother Tim Robinson is on the way home, so we thank God for that. Amen. And that's a blessing to have open heart surgery and be. He was in there longer waiting on it than he was after he had it. And so we thank God for that. Glad he's on the way home. Surely maybe we're getting everybody back on the mend, and we'll be rolling and for the rest of the year. Amen. It's hard to believe this year's done about half gone. And it's just going by so fast. Amen. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer tonight and ask you to bless upon the service. I wonder if there's any just by the uplift of the hand. Amen. Lord knows all about it. We're going to ask our ushers to come around, receive our evening offering, ask you to bless upon the service tonight.
Yeah. knows that she wasn't lucky. She was blessed. And she knows that she's still blessed to be here. But I'd love to see their family in church. A woman one day tried many physicians, but she rather grew worse in the Bible, we're told. But when she had heard, she then came to Jesus and found what she needed for body and
was on. my sister, she don't really know she's in the world. She don't really know who I am half the time, but, you know, I pray his will. I can't pray mine. And I want her to get well. And I know she will one day. She's a winner either way, so she'll be well one of these days. But we have so many in the church that are sick and in a hospital and hurting. You know, it just breaks my heart. But, you know, I just think sometimes we give up just one little prayer too early. You know, we just need to hold on just a little bit longer.
You know, it's sort of like Jeff's message this morning. You know, there's time and place for everything. No matter what, and I know, I guess all of us probably wants to hang around in this old world just as long as our heart lives. There's one good thing to look forward to. If you got a home on the other side, you're going to be a winner. Either way.
Reach the end of life's journey. through Jesus Christ.
Chapter number 8, verse number 35. Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 35. Reading through verse number 39. Romans chapter 35. We leave already, said it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. We thank God for you. Appreciate this good crowd out on Sunday night. Maybe we need to have vacation Bible school meetings a lot more often. Amen. Amen. But we appreciate you being with us tonight in the house of the Lord. Hey, when you pray for us tonight, our body's tired. We're give out already. I won't preach very long tonight, just as long as is the Lord to give us the unction and the ability. Amen. So turn your Bible to Romans 8, 35 and verse number 39. The Bible said, who shall separate us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Look at verse number 36. The Bible said, as it is written, for thy sake we are all killed all the day long. We are all accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse number 37. He said, nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. Verse number 38. He said, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, verse number 39, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, that you'll move Jeff out of the way tonight. Lord, that I'll be able to get over. Lord, on the holy ground. Lord, I realize that I'm nothing tonight. Lord, but you're everything. Lord, lead and guide and direct. We ask all these things. Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. I want us to look now for just a little while with the Lord have been our helper tonight on this right here. Neighbor, what can separate us, or who shall separate us from the love of God? Amen. He said, can neither depth nor height, nor principalities, nor rulers or darkness, listen, any of these things have been able to separate us from the love of God? Amen. Listen, we have no doubt here of the confirmation of the love of Christ. Amen. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life today. What a love. The love of God. Amen. The love of Christ. Amen. Listen, Christ loved us so much that he left the portals of glory. Listen, came into this sin-filled world. Took on the robe of sin. Listen, neighbor, today, that you and I may be sin-free. Amen. Listen, Jesus Christ, he died upon the old rugged cross that we might live and have life more abundantly. Listen, who shall separate us from the love of God? Listen, number one tonight. Listen, I wonder, can any experience separate us from the love of God? Neighbor tonight, listen, separate us from the love of God. We see so many that have allowed experiences and neighbor in their lives, whether it be in the past, whether it be in the present, or whether it be in the future. Listen, I didn't allow, listen, these experiences to rob them of the joy of their salvation. Listen, neighbor tonight, listen, and rob them, listen, to the blessings of God. Listen, look what old David went through. Listen, but God's love never wavered. Listen, I'm telling you tonight, no matter what we may experience, no matter what we may face, no matter what we may struggle with, it will not, cannot, and never has separated God's love from me. Listen, sometimes it may hinder, and sometimes it may bind, but he said there is nothing that can separate the love of God from you and I tonight. Amen. Thank God for the victory that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for that tonight. Amen. Nothing can separate us. Christ loves us. Neighbor tonight. With an everlasting love. We've all been through things. Neighbor tonight. Every one of us. We've all faced things. We've all climbed mountains. Neighbor, and we've experienced. A lot of valleys. We've experienced. A lot of storms and a lot of turmoil. Over a period of a lifetime. But I'm glad today that no matter what we face, it cannot and will not separate the love that God has for me. No, sir. Now there's people today, they'll tell you how they love you today, and they'll despise you tomorrow. But Christ has never did that. Sometimes I feel like a lowly old sheep. But he's always wrapped his love around me. The Bible said, a greater love hath no man than this. A man would lay down his life, a neighbor for his friends. I wonder tonight, do we allow the experiences, maybe the disappointments, maybe the unanswered prayers, maybe the defeats in our life, how do we allow that? How do we allow the separation of love's God, of God's love for you and I tonight? He said, what can separate me? What can separate us from the love of God? Can neither depth nor height, nor principalities, nor things can come. I'm glad we can depend on those precious words. Where he said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Ain't that good? I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Put that back up for me, Wesley, if you will. Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 35. I like what he says. Look what he says right here. He said, who? He's asking the question right here. Who is going to separate us from the love of Christ? Listen to all these experiences. All these experiences that he talks about. And all these verses. The experience of life. The experiences that we face every day. He said, shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness our pearl, our sword, verse number 36. As it is written, for thy sake, we're all killed. We're all killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But verse number 37, he said, nay. In other words, nope, it's not going to happen. My love is not going to waver. My love is not going to separate from what I created. I loved you in the beginning, I loved you in the middle, and I loved you in the end. He said, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors. Amen. Through him that loved us. Amen. What or who shall separate us from the love of God? Will we allow our experiences separate us? Will we allow that to do that? There's been times that I've been fishing. How many of you ever been fishing? Let me see your hands. It's all right. I'm not going to preach against it. Amen. There's been times that I've been out there fishing before, and guess what? The fish got my worm. Has that ever happened to you? Sure. Man, your cork goes under. You got to pull it up. And the worm's gone. Or the minnow's gone. The bait's gone. But you know what I did? I just put another one on. That's how we have to do with the experiences that we struggle with, the experiences that we face. When the devil says, I've got you, when the devil tries to defeat you, amen, we got to remember, he said, greater love hath no man than this that Jesus Christ has for you and I. So we cannot allow the experiences that we face in life. We cannot allow the experiences that we go through. We cannot allow, listen, we've all had bad experiences. We've all had bad experiences. There's people tonight that's quit going to church across America tonight because they had a bad experience. They had a bad experience, so they just took their little toy and they went home. Amen. But we cannot allow our experiences to rob us from the joys of serving the Lord. Amen. Then number two tonight, we got to depend on that precious word, don't we? When he said, I'll never leave you. I'm not planning on leaving you. I'm never going to leave you. Then I wonder tonight, can number two, not only can our any experience rob us of the love of God, separate us from the love of God, but I wonder tonight, can our enemy separate us from the love of God? Can our enemies separate us from the love of God? Will you agree with me tonight? We all have enemies. Amen. Some of y'all that said no, guess what? People don't like you. We all have enemies, don't we, Tim? It's hard to believe I got them, but I do. We all have enemies. Jesus had one. Jesus chose 12 men to be his disciples, and guess what? One of them was his enemy. Old Judas, you know who I'm talking about? He was one of the chosen ones. He's the one that betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ with a kiss. He was his own enemies. I wonder tonight, Jesus, listen, when one has his enemy, amen. I thought about a preacher wrote a song one time and it said this. It says, God's love, no matter which way the wind blows, God's love is a love that will never let me go. It will never let me go. We allow different things, different people in society today to rob us of the love of God. When God said, I'm going to love you in spite of all of them. Look at what the Bible says in Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter number 31 and verse number 3. Do we allow our enemies, those that are raging against us, those that, hey, ain't you glad? One writer said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Amen. But we allow these things to separate the love of God. God's love cannot separate, but what we do is we separate from it. We separate from it. It's like unhooking the battery cable off the positive post. The positive post is still there, but if we remove it, it's not going anywhere. God's love does not change. God's love does not move. It's consistent day in and day out, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but we allow things. We allow things that we don't experience that love of Christ. The love of Christ. Look at what Jeremiah 31 and 3 says. He said, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with a everlasting love. I love thee with a everlasting love. One writer called it an agape love. A love without an end. A love without ceasing. God's love, he said, what or who can separate us from the love of God? We allow our experiences, then we allow our enemies sometime to rob us. But God's love never changes. He said, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Amen. What or who can separate the love of God? God loves you. There's not a thing you can do about it. There's not nothing you can do about it. You can't hide behind the mountain. You can't hide behind the valleys or the this. God said, I love you. God loves you. I love you so much that I allowed my son to die on Calvary's cross. He loves you. It's just like a newborn babe When you get it first at home, you love it. You don't have to learn. Listen, Cecil Darcy, you didn't have to learn to love Jeff Wigley. You loved him always. Why? Because he was your son. He was your son. That's the way Jesus Christ is for you and I tonight. We're his. We're his chosen generation. He said we're a royal priesthood. Christ loves you and I. Nothing can separate that. But this number three is where the separation takes place. The separation takes place. Number one, can any experience? Can any enemy? What can number three? Satan. Satan. From the beginning of the world, it's been the aim of Satan, to separate us from the love of God. When he appeared in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve, a land that was flowing with milk and honey, a time that God himself was walking with them in the cool of the day, the enemy came. Satan came to separate us from the love of God. Well, listen, what did he say in the scripture? He said, we are all counted as sheep for the slaughter. Our separation comes from our own lives. Our separation comes from our own lives when we allow Satan to have free reign in our life. What did he say? He said, I'm going to and fro, seeking whom I may devour. Amen. Listen, we're in a war. We're in a struggle. Why? Because Satan tries to block. Satan tries to hinder any way he can to dampen the love of God. But I have good news for you tonight. He said nothing. Nothing is possible, Sister Darcy, that can separate us from the love of God. Tonight, if you're here and you're discouraged, God loves you. If you're here tonight and you're feeling defeated, God loves you. If you're here tonight and you're feeling unloved, God loves you. Amen. We've all been there. We've all been in the valley. We've all struggled. We've all fought the fight. But I'm glad tonight the love of God has not and will not change. We're going to ask Brother Herman to come with a verse of a song. I know the message may be short, may be scattered tonight, but who shall separate us? Who shall separate us? What can separate us? Only Satan. Only Satan can do that tonight when we allow him to do that. While we stand together, Brother Herman. Let's really find the victory.